A wedding photographer has hit out at wedding guests who insist on watching wedding ceremonies through their phones and cameras. Thomas Stewart has posted his frustrations online about the obsession to document every moment of a wedding ceremony. He photographs around 70 weddings a year because he's asked to. He's the official wedding photographer, but what about the rest of us getting in the way, this sea of people holding mobile phone cameras? And in his post on social media, Thomas explains how the moment a bride comes down the aisle can be ruined by guests taking photos, because these days, instead of the bride seeing the eyes of family and friends, she's looking at a wall of technology. I think he's got a great point. He's on the line. Thomas Stewart from Thomas Stewart Photography. G'day, Thomas.
G'day, how are you?
Mate, you don't realise, when I read your piece, I was saying, yes, I'm glad someone's finally said it. It's my great frustration.
Is that right?
Well, as a guest it is, because I just kind of look at it and think, hang on a moment, can't we all just concentrate on the beautiful couple up the front and see the faces of everyone instead of everyone walking around with their mobile phones to take the photos? How frustrating is it for you as the official photographer?
It's pretty hard to describe how frustrating it is. It's extremely frustrating, and I see it at so many weddings, and I actually think it's become far worse in the last year or two than it was, say, 4 or 5 years ago when I started shooting full-time weddings.
That may have something to do with Instagram, which has only been out in the last few years, which is a social media site which is dedicated to photography. And you've given one example where you even included a photograph, and I'm just trying to rattle my memory to remember what it was, but I think from memory, it was showing how the groom, who's at the front of the ceremony, he actually had to move so that he could see his own bride walking down the aisle. He had to move because the guests are standing in the aisle blocking his way, taking photos.
Yeah, exactly right. And, I mean, for me, that was the culmination of it all, and that's what made me go on my rant. So hopefully that will spread awareness of this, and hopefully guests will be a little bit more respectful, and hopefully brides and grooms will choose to talk to the guests about this before the ceremony.
Mm. It's a hard conversation to have, though, Thomas, because, you know, people find it a little bit funny when you raise something like that, and of course, their heart's in the right place.
I actually disagree that it's a hard conversation to have. All the brides and grooms that I've worked with who have asked their celebrant to tell the guest, please put your phones down, I've actually noticed that in my opinion that the guests have enjoyed the ceremony far more, because there's been zero temptation to take a photo, there's been zero temptation to take a movie, and they are just there in the moment, which I think is wonderful.
Is there a way of keeping everyone happy so the celebrant could possibly say, look, we're not going to have any photos during the ceremony, but I'll let you know as soon as it's over, we're going to have an opportunity for everyone to take a photo?
That is exactly what happens sometimes, and in my opinion, that works absolutely fantastically.
So then they do the ceremony, and they walk out of there, and then you might get everyone together and say, righto, let's throw some confetti up in the air, and everyone can take some photos of the bride and groom.
Mate, you've absolutely nailed it. I mean, that's exactly the scenario that works. Therefore, the guests get to take their photos, put them on Instagram, and I have zero problems with people getting in my way. And my lovely bride and groom, who have paid me a lot of money, don't have to look at their guests and see a bunch of iPhones. They can just see their friends and family smiling and crying.
Well, that image that you paint, you're so right. I mean, think about it from the bride's point of view. As she's walking down the aisle, she's looking at smartphones. She wants to look at her school friends. She wants to look at her people who she's invited along from work. She wants to look at her mum and dad and her brothers and sisters. She wants to have a look at her in-laws. She wants to soak it all up, not have this technology in her face.
I agree. And I just want to make one point, is that I think that it's easy to sort of blame the guest, but I actually think that unless the guests are told otherwise, they don't know any different. So, I mean, if I wasn't aware like I am, maybe I would do the same thing. So I think it's up to photographers and people in the industry to educate clients, hey, and say, if we don't take this approach, you might be disappointed with your photos because people might be in the way. Like, I don't want to specifically say that it's the fault of the guest. In a lot of ways, it's my fault for not being more conscientious, raising that with my clients. And that's kind of the purpose of my rant, to make sure that never happens again, you know?
All right, well, I'm trying to spread your message far and wide. So thank you so much for coming on, Thomas.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate your time.
Thomas Stewart from Thomas Stewart Photography. He's got a point, doesn't he? He steals some of the magic away.